Calling all podcast fans, Spotify makes it easier than ever to discover new shows to love. Get personalized episode recommendations and easily preview them before you dive right in. Find exclusive video episodes from your favorite hosts and guests. And with some, you can even connect with them through polls and Q&A directly within their episodes. It's everything you want in one app. So what are you waiting for? Try the podcast experience today on Spotify.
You've reached the Every Little Thing helpline. Please leave your message after the tone.
Hey, Flora, this is Ryan. My wife, Marmy, threatened me because I shuffled the cards more than three times.
Hey, Flora, this is Marmy. My husband just called. He says that we have to shuffle the cards like a billion times.
As many times as I can. Because the more times you shuffle, the better.
I told him the rule is you shuffle three times. So what is the proper amount to shuffle?
We need your help. This is a factual emergency.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you two. This is Flora from Every Little Family Feud.
Hi.
Hi, Flora.
How often do you guys play cards?
At least once a week, but it goes in spurts. Like, we will play a lot of cards at once, like several days in a row.
What do you play?
A lot of Rummy.
We also play golf.
That's when we've picked it up recently.
And you have to shuffle a lot.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Yes.
So that must be a very contentious game for you two.
Very.
He always makes me shuffle, though, because he doesn't like to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just not good at it. I can't make my thumbs bend to make it all go brrrr together.
Has this been a lifelong challenge for you, Ryan?
It really has. Do you remember when, like, Texas Hold'em and poker was really popular for
the last 100 years or something?
When they started putting it on TV.
Okay.
And they started putting it on, like, ESPN, and I was in high school. And everyone wanted to play cards all the time, but I never really wanted to play because I didn't know how to shuffle.
Did you know this about Ryan when you got married, Marmy?
I probably figured it out pretty soon, but, I mean, he'll literally, like, get up from the table and say, I need to go get a snack or something, and why don't you shuffle this round? Even though it's my turn, you can shuffle.
You're making excuses, Ryan?
I get other things accomplished during the shuffling time.
At first I thought it was funny, but now I'm feeling like it's a little sad.
It is.
Okay, well, who's better at cards?
Me.
Yeah, she is.
I'm probably better than him at all games in general.
Yeah, that's true. She, on average, wins in all games.
I just really like playing games.
Ryan, this picture that we're painting, you're really the underdog in this situation.
I am. It's like the old buffoon sitcom husband, right? I'm just sitting here and I just can't win.
And you can't even shuffle the cards.
Yeah.
It sounds like shuffling is at the heart of your card dispute.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where do you each stand? How many shuffles is the right number of shuffles?
I have always been told that you shuffle three times. And then that's the perfect shuffle. And then you deal them out.
Three times.
Three times.
Where did you hear this?
My grandmother told me.
What's her name?
Her name's Marjorie. I called her Grandmommy.
Was she a big card player?
Yes. She played a lot of games, especially cards. She taught me how to play. She would tell me that if I were to shuffle more than three times, if we were like in an old Western saloon, then I would be shot.
That's some tough feedback from Grandmommy.
Yeah, Grandmommy gave me some serious rules about games.
So, Marmy, three shuffles, and that gets the job done.
Yes, and that's like the perfect shuffle. It's the most even, and everything's as spread out as possible.
Okay, Ryan, where do you stand?
I think there's not a number of shuffles that is too many. I think you should shuffle and shuffle and shuffle and shuffle until it's time to deal them. And the more shuffles, the more random.
The more shuffles, the more random.
Yes. You can never shuffle too much.
Where do you feel like three falls?
It doesn't feel adequate.
Uh-huh.
Three, to me, might be the reason why I keep losing.
Okay, so if you picked a number?
Four or more, no question.
What are the stakes? Are you guys willing to wager something on this?
Okay, I hate doing the dishes, with a passion.
Marmy does hate the dishes.
How about if, Ryan, if you're right, I'll do the dishes for a week.
Just a week? I mean, 1 week?
Yeah. Okay, for an entire month. And it's a lot of dishes because it's quarantine and we just keep eating at home.
That is a lot. 3 meals a day. That's a serious wager.
Yeah.
So Marmy, a month of dishes, and I will have a month of laundry plus folding of the laundry.
And you're doing it on time, right? Like the laundry's not getting piled up.
Yeah. We'll do it before we run out of underwear.
Okay.
Ryan, if you win, what will you do with your free time?
Learn to shuffle.
All right, game on.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we found someone to give us a hand.
It's a really interesting question about how many times do you need to shuffle a deck of cards?
Steve Strogatz is a professor of math at Cornell University.
Hi, Marmy. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Steve says there is a mathematical solution to your question, and you two are not the only ones who wanted to know what that solution was.
It certainly rocked the world of popular math because everybody was interested.
Hmm.
So Steve says the first thing we need to do to answer this question is to agree on the house rules. We're asking how many times do you need to shuffle to fully mix up the deck, to fully randomize the deck. But in math, randomness can be defined in different ways. So in this scenario, here's what Steve means by random.
Means that any card is equally likely to be in any position in the deck.
Any card is equally likely to be in any position in the deck.
That would be called the uniform distribution. That's a very technical thing.
I can accept that.
Yeah.
Okay. We also need to settle the score on shuffling. There are lots of different ways to shuffle, but we are going to focus on one way today, the riffle. And here's what you should picture.
I split the deck roughly in half. I put one half in my left hand. I put one half in my right hand. Then with my thumbs, I kind of peel or pull up each of the halves. And then I start going, the cards on the left go over the cards on the right so that they interdigitate.
Is that the shuffle you guys use at home?
When I'm shuffling, yes. Ryan's probably a little less familiar with that feeling. But
mine is more of a... I sometimes do the, push them all out on the table and, run your hands over them.
Uh-huh.
Like you're a dealer in Monaco or something.
Or like a child.
Yeah.
I prefer dealer in Monaco, but child is also an option.
Okay, so house rule, today we are just talking about riffling.
Perfect.
Yes.
And I just want to riff a moment on shuffling because Steve told us this wild card fact. Say you pick up your deck of 52 cards and you shuffle it. How many ways do you think those cards could be arranged? How many possible orders do you think there are for those cards?
Oh my gosh.
100 billion.
100 billion.
Okay. I'm going to say 12,000.
You're both wrong. And here's how to figure out the right answer.
There's 52 possibilities for the top card. And then having chosen the top card, there's 51 possibilities for the second card because we already used the top card. So you're going to go 52 times 51 times 50 all the way down to 3 times 2 times 1. So that's the number that people call 52 factorial or 52 with an exclamation point after it. And if you write out that number, well, you don't want to do this by hand, but 52 factorial comes out to be a number with about 68 digits in it.
Oh my gosh.
68 digits. That's the number of ways a single standard deck of cards can be ordered.
Whoa.
12,000 was a little off.
12,000 was a little low, but 100 billion was also low.
Wow.
How do you even say that? Is there even a way to say that?
We'd have to say the word trillion more than 5 times. I mean, a trillion would be something with 24 digits. A trillion would be 36 digits, and so on. So it's an absurdly big number.
That's so crazy to think with just 52 cards.
I know. It's really hard to grasp.
Yeah.
Actually, let's talk about big numbers for a second, because people don't have much intuition about this. So a million and a billion are really different. And I know that it doesn't sound that different. They're just different by one letter. But as numbers, here's how different they are. Suppose I wait for a million seconds to tick by. How long would I have to wait for a million seconds?
I don't know.
A million seconds turns out to be about 11 days.
Okay.
11 days is a big vacation. That's a pretty good, well, maybe in Europe it wouldn't be. But okay. Now if I say, how about a billion seconds? How long would that be? Well, that's 32 years.
Oh, man.
So when you say a billionaire compared to a millionaire, that's like comparing 32 years to 11 days. And there's no comparison. But a trillionaire, that would be like saying instead of 32 years, we're now talking 32,000 years.
That's so crazy.
A trillion is 12 digits. And we're talking about 68 digits.
Ooh.
I mean, you can't even call that an astronomical number. That is way more than the number of stars in the universe.
Seriously?
And that's how many different ways there are to arrange a deck of 52 cards.
I mean, you would never have this, probability-wise, you would probably never have the same outcome in your entire lifetime of playing cards.
You're exactly right. In fact, it's not just that you wouldn't have the same outcome in your entire life. It's likely that every time you shuffle, no one else in the history of the world has had that outcome.
What?
Yeah.
That hurts my brain.
I am mind blown right now.
Let's get back to the matter at hand, your dispute. How many times do you need to shuffle the deck to get it random? This question is a good deal harder to answer than you might expect.
That was some of the world's best mathematicians had to think about that for a long time to solve that. It's a pretty hairy bit of math. I mean, this is not something you just did after dinner. This took some really serious thinking. And it's a famous result exactly for that reason. It's wonderful.
Your quarantine quibble required a Mensa meeting.
So a guy named Percy Diaconis, who's now a professor at Stanford, and his associate, Dave Beyer, who's I think a professor at Barnard. Beyer and Diaconis were the ones who solved this problem.
Percy Diaconis got interested in this question because it dovetailed with a serious hobby of his.
He was not originally a mathematician. He was a kid who ran away from home to hang out with magicians and travel around the world. And he learned all kinds of, you know, the kinds of stuff you learn by being around magicians. And to this day, even though he's a math professor, if you ask him to flip 20 heads in a row, he can do it. And it looks like he's doing a legitimate flip. He's a sleight of hand master.
You also have to hand it to him for his mastery of math, which he used to deal with your card question. So are you two ready to settle this bet?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Okay, Marmy, your money's on three.
Yep.
Ryan, four or more, you take the prize out the door?
Yes, ma'am.
Anyone want to go double or nothing?
Ooh.
2 months?
I'm nervous now.
That number's too big for me to gamble anymore.
Here we go. The number of riffles it takes to get to random is...
You got to do it about 7 times to get really random.
What?
Yes. I can envision my free time now.
Oh my gosh. I don't believe it. No, I do believe it. But I'm in shock. I really thought it was 3. I was like really, really standing by 3.
I know it's hard to take. So I want to show you the proof. I'm going to send you a document.
Okay.
So this is the 23-page paper in the Annals of Applied Probability. You guys both got it open?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, just scroll to page 13.
Oh gosh, I haven't done math in a long time.
Yeah, I don't even know what some of these symbols mean.
This is so much more complicated than I thought.
Man.
Okay, we're not going to torture you with this because we couldn't walk you through it if we wanted to.
I mean, I don't totally understand it either. If I had really understood, I would have told you. But it's pretty hard.
But there is one thing we should clarify, Ryan.
Now, you might ask, should I keep going more? If 7 is good, would 8 be better?
Yeah, would 8 be better?
Not really. I mean, you're not going to make it worse. If you do something random to something that's already random, it's still going to be random. You're not going to unrandomize it.
So seven is the maximum efficiency of shuffling.
It's good for Ryan to know because he likes to take everything to an 11.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely still would have done at least 8.
Yeah, just to be safe.
So in terms of the dispute between Marmy and Ryan, I have to go with Ryan on this one, that three shuffles is not enough to really get the cards in random order. Sorry about that, Marmy. Ryan is right.
Ryan, math is on your side.
It feels magical. It feels like finally I've won something to do with cards.
I am happy for Ryan that he finally won. But that's a lot of shuffles. So in like Vegas, do the dealers shuffle 7 times?
That's an astute question. And actually, Marmy, I wouldn't fold just yet. This cardnundrum is not over.
Are you serious?
Oh, no.
Marmy, we have an ace in the hole for you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
We are going to Vegas. Ryan, are you excited to hear that there's more to this story?
No, I'm just nervous now. I was feeling such a sense of relief and victory.
Yeah. You won the last hand, but I wouldn't count your chips just yet because some VIPs in the card world do not roll. I would even venture most VIPs in the card world don't roll with 7 shuffles.
Yeah, if you saw a dealer riffle 7 times or something crazy like that in a row, you would almost wonder what they're doing.
Yes, that's exactly where I'm coming from.
Yeah, vindication is on the way, Marmy.
You would know with 100% certainty that they were a brand new confused dealer.
That's Mark Shumsker, a poker dealer who spent 10 years working in casinos and now teaches dealing. We talked to him and 6 other professional card dealers.
I am the director of poker operations for Aria Resort and Casino in Las Vegas.
I work as a tournament floor supervisor for the World Series of Poker. And
I've worked for the owners of the Aladdin Hotel, the owner of the Dunes Hotel, the chairman of the Port of Ballet.
And been dealing the final tables on ESPN for the last 5 or 6 years. I also
And they all agreed, every single one of them, no professional dealer would shuffle 7 times.
No poker room manager in the country would want their dealer shuffling 7 times.
And there are a couple reasons why a pro wouldn't do 7 shuffles, even though that gets you to mathematical randomness. So first of all, as a dealer and a player, you want the game to keep moving.
It would slow down the game to the point where players would probably be more annoyed than anything else.
And so that's why if a dealer were to riffle 7 times in a row, as a player there, I would get bored. Poker can be very boring when your hand is bad and you're just waiting for the next one.
The game loses momentum, which you may have experienced in your own lives.
Yeah.
100%.
A boring game isn't the dealer's only concern. This is also a time is money situation.
Dealers get paid by tips. So every hand you get out is more opportunity to be tipped.
We would make less money if everybody was riffling 7 times. Part of your job is being fast.
On top of that, players might start to get suspicious if you shuffle 7 times.
If somebody does something that is outside of the expectation, then you absolutely become suspicious of them, especially if the stakes are high.
Right. And that's what my grandmommy told me.
Grandmommy, here it is. So when it comes to dealing cards in the real world, these pros said 7 is overkill.
The real question is, what's the goal of the shuffle? Is it to completely randomize the cards or is it to make it so that it's a fair game?
To get to a fair game, most dealers we talked to agreed there is a magic number of shuffles. It's definitely not 7.
Don't say 3.
I knew it. Say 3. Say 3, Flora.
There's only one procedure, so it's riffle, riffle, box, riffle, cut.
It's 3.
I knew it. Oh, my gosh. Victory.
For ever and a day, it's been called shuffle, shuffle, box, shuffle.
The standard is shuffle, shuffle, box, shuffle, cut.
Riffle, riffle, box, riffle.
So just to clarify, to box the deck is just like a fancy way of cutting the deck. But when it comes to riffles, they all agree.
The 3 shuffle technique is the industry standard. Marmy, you are correct.
Wow. I feel so good right now. I knew Grandmommy would tell me the truth.
Man.
Vegas is on Team Marmy and Grandmommy.
Grandmommy, we're going to Vegas.
What do you think? I mean, is it a draw?
If we were playing cards, we'd have to play another hand. That's for sure. Yeah. I don't know. Man, I feel like I'm not going to be able to get Marmy to do the dishes with this knowledge.
Ryan, maybe you can just continue to do the dishes and I'll continue to do the laundry. And we can just call it a fair draw.
Or later we can play a game of golf to winner takes all.
That sounds good to me.
Ryan, what are you doing? No. We know you're going to lose.
I gotta give it a shot, Flora. You know?
What are you guys going to do now? How many shuffles do you think you'll do?
Three.
I mean, three. Three is what you do.
Okay, I have one more little factoid that might influence your shuffle protocol.
Oh.
Ryan, your so-called Monaco method.
Yes.
Of swirling the cards around the table is actually a legit way to randomize the cards.
There we go.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yep.
But let me guess, they're not doing that in Vegas.
They are doing it in Vegas.
They are?
They do it at the beginning of a round, like with a fresh deck.
Really?
There you go. So I believe, Flora, can we roll the tape back? Was that like a child? Was that the term that it was called? Or, dear listeners, press back a few times.
All right, Ryan, we can start incorporating that into our card gaming.
Yes.
Because this isn't a winner-takes-all kind of situation, like the facts we dealt don't fully settle this bet, we have a little gift for both of you. Did you guys get the package we sent?
We did.
Yes.
I have it with me.
Okay, cool. Ryan, are you on the unboxing sofa?
I am.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, yes. This is exactly what we needed. Card shufflers.
Oh my gosh.
We will be set. Two of them. So now we can have double decks going.
That's awesome.
You don't have to creep away during shuffle times. You can just turn the crank of that shuffling machine.
Don't worry, honey. I'll shuffle these.
If you have a family feud you need settled or a burning question you cannot find the answer to, give us a ring. 833-RING-ELT.
Every Little Thing is produced by...
Is that good?
Phoebe Flanagan, Annette Heiss, Flora Lichtman,
Stephanie Werner, and Emily Foreman, with help from Nicole Pasulka and Doug Barron. Our consulting editors are Caitlin Kenny and Jorge Just. Scored by Emma Munger, Dara Hirsch, and Bobby Lord. Mixed by Dara Hirsch. Thanks to our card professionals, Heather Alcorn, Emily Delane, Joe Dolpes, George Joseph, Michael Lockie, Sean McCormick, Mark Shumsker, and Devin Sweet. Every Little Thing is a Spotify original podcast. Grandmommy, we're going to Vegas. Goodbye.